I do want to shift gears real quick before we wrap the show up. And, you know, we never talk about football on the show. I know.
Not often, no.
It's always hockey and basketball. That's all we do. But, Dub Bears. Yep. I was completely blanked on that. Bears hold the number one overall pick right now. And, by the way, real quick, Canadians, 68-12. They had 12 ties that season. You know what? I just...
You don't listen to me.
I did listen to you, but I realized what happened. I heard, when you said 60-8, I thought you said 68. You know, as in
68-12, yeah.
Yeah, so that threw me off, because I was like, no, I'm pretty sure that I know that they have the points record. And right now the Bruins are on pace to break the points record. I'll have to check their wins pace, but I think they're certainly still right at 60. I don't know if they're going to break the 62 mark one, but we'll see. Anyways, going back to Chicago after that little miscommunication there. Going back to Chicago. They hold the number one overall pick, obviously, or at least we assume that they have a quarterback in Justin Fields, and I think only you'd really have to be twist yourself in a pretzel to to convince yourself that Justin Fields is at the very least the right option for next season for Chicago. So the reports are that perhaps that number one overall pick is up for grabs, and that really, I should have looked this up before, but I feel like we haven't seen the number one overall pick get traded in several seasons, if not, you know, maybe more than a decade. So am I wrong? Because the only thing that's popping into my head right now is Eli Manning and Philip Rivers, and that wasn't even a traditional swap of the number one overall pick. It was, well, he got selected and then traded.
They took Eli, the Chargers, and then they traded him. Yeah, so I'm just trying to think of the NFL, like, because normally there's someone out there that's like, okay, we got to get this guy, especially if it's a franchise quarterback. And C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young, I wouldn't call them both can't-miss prospects. I think they're really good, but I wouldn't call them can't-miss prospects. And Chicago has their quarterback, I hope. I'm in agreement with you. I like Justin Fields. Get him some coaching. Maybe get him a wide receiver, something the Bears have never had. And, you know, I think you'll see him grow as a quarterback. We saw that with Josh Allen in his third year. We saw that with Jalen Hurts in his third year. So give him a chance. This would be interesting to see what happens. Someone who really wants one of those two quarterbacks can move up a couple of spots, and the Bears should trade that pick if they're not going to take a quarterback and get extra draft capital, which they need.
I'm looking at it right now. So obviously San Diego traded the number one overall pick to Atlanta in 2001.
Yes, that's right, for Michael Vick.
Michael Vick. And maybe I'm just completely misremembering how this whole situation happened, but it also says in 2016, Tennessee traded that number one overall pick to Los Angeles. Now,
for Jared Goff.
Yeah. Was it? Yeah, I guess so. Shoot.
For a lot. Yeah, for a lot.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, again, you know, very, very rare that happens. Those are the last two instances prior to 1997. So, you know, again, this just doesn't happen that often. So I'd be surprised if it does ultimately come to that. But in most situations, those teams picking number one overall at the very least have some sort of quarterback questions. And again, Justin Fields isn't perfect. No one knows exactly, what he's going to be. But I think the Bears are comfortable enough moving forward with him as their quarterback to not have to consider a quarterback at number one. And really, John, isn't that the only position that is really valuable at like a top one, two, or three pick?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not a running back. It used to be years ago, but not anymore. I mean, even as an offensive lineman, I mean, didn't Jake Long go number one for Miami in 2008? Yeah. I mean, that's not what you do anymore. I mean, they're valuable. Wide receivers, I remember Keyshawn Johnson was first overall. I mean, no, it's got to be a quarterback. It's got to be a franchise quarterback that you feel really good about. And it's got to be like a Trevor Lawrence, an Andrew Luck.
And even then, John, that's LA, no sure thing. Look at the Jets right now.
Yeah, Zach Wilson, exactly. They had the third pick too. They made trades to move up to number three to get Sam Darnold, and that didn't work out.
Yeah, and so to me, if I'm the Bears, yeah, I'm probably looking to trade that number one overall pick because, you know, it's definitely overvalued by other teams. Oh, yeah. and certainly other, you know, again, I think it's certainly overvalued in the Twitterverse, whatever you want to call it. I almost said Twittersphere, and I don't know, just stumbled over my words. I decided to change it up midway through speaking, which, whatever. Anyways.
Make your own words up.
That's I do that. I do that. I try. Remember that word I made up a few months ago, and now I can't remember what it was? You even complimented it. I don't know. I'll have to figure that one out. What was that?
Go through the archive.
Yeah, I'll start listening every hour of every show.
Spend the day doing that. Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, so
see, like George trying to get that zipper fixed on his, you know, his jacket. Remember, like he couldn't stop with it.
Oh, that drives me nuts. Whenever I get a zipper stuck like that, I'm just like terrible. George. I couldn't live.
Terrible.
I couldn't settle down. I couldn't relax or I couldn't do anything until it got fixed. But I think the Bears would likely, you know, trade that or should probably move that. The question is, what team do you think might bite? Because I mean, we know NFL number one overall picks. You're gonna have to give up quite a haul, to move up to number one, even if you're just a few spots back. So, I'm trying to think of, well, what team might do it? Well, maybe the Colts.
Could be the Colts. Could be Carolina, Atlanta. Yeah. Those are teams that come to mind, especially in that division.
Yeah,
I mean, in both South. If you can get a franchise quarterback, you can contend for years to come in the AFC South and NFC South. So those would be three teams that I would think would be very interested in moving up to get one of those two quarterbacks or both.
Yeah, and look, I mean, if you're again, the Colts are another team that just haven't, you know, they thought they found the quarterback and they very well could have if you know Andrew Luck continued to play, but sadly, that was not the case. But they've been in quarterback purgatory since really the season Peyton Manning was injured. Because I'm not even going to count the Andrew Luck years because it's almost just like false hope. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you thought you were in a good spot, but the reality of it was you weren't. This is a team that's desperate. They have, you know, they have a new coach. They have the ability to go in and potentially move up to that number one pick. But again, I mean, all these situations, all these teams that are going to be willing to do that, you know, they got a lot of work to do. The Colts aren't, you know, a young quarterback away from contending. Neither are the Titans or any of the other teams that were mentioned. Obviously, we don't think the Jets are going to do that, just because, again, I mean, they're more focused on the veteran quarterback route. Atlanta's interesting because they've been very, very closely tied with Lamar Jackson, or at least mentioned when it comes to his possible availability. We'll have, I think, a little bit more clarity on that once we kind of figure out what the Ravens are doing, what tag they're going to put on him, if any. I imagine he is going to get tagged, but it all depends on which tag they use and whether or not Atlanta could potentially swing a deal and all that. So, I'd like to see it get traded. I like to see this draft get mixed up a little bit because, look, I think Chicago would be foolish to try to reset their quarterback situation, and that's really all you'd use that number one overall pick for because, you know, let's face it, I don't think there's a can't-miss offensive line stud, you know, surefire Hall of Fame guy. And look, go back to 2020. I mean, Tristan Wirfs was taken 14th overall, and he was by far the best offensive lineman, not only in that draft, but one of the best offensive linemen in the league. So those top overall picks are really, I think, overvalued, and I think you can certainly take advantage of that if you're the Bear. So sign me up.
Unless Anthony Munoz is coming out, you can get someone, you know, with 5, 6, 7. Quentin Nelson went 5th, I believe, and he's one of the best guards in the league. So, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so.